Well, hello there, Dr. Brian McKay, not just a chiropractor. Well, I am just a chiropractor in all reality, but I'm a pretty happy chiropractor, so if that means anything to you. All right. Everyone's got stress. I say maybe not the Pope, but who knows. But the relationship between back pain and stress is probably much more than you realize. I'm going to describe a condition sometimes you see when someone's really, really stressed out, their back will go out, and it's called cardiac low back. Very, very rare, but I see it every few years, and all of a sudden, someone comes in and their back, and it's really, you can't find anything wrong with their back. They're just under so much stress, it's almost like the person is too good a shape to have a heart attack. They have a serious, serious backache. Cardiac low back. Very, very rare, but it is something you can see. Since I'm doing this for 30 years, you see some of these anomalies from time to time. All right, so you're tired of living with back pain. You miss the being able to just do your daily activities. And when you can't do the daily activities, and maybe you're just under a little bit of stress, just a little bit of stress. Well, in that case, so you got back pain and stress. That's the argument. That's what we're going to discuss today. So what happens is there really is an intricate relationship between back pain and stress and how it affects you. And if you understand like how posture can affect, how a bad back can affect blood flow, you need to have certain management strategies. And of course, I'm going to say chiropractic care. So you can shut this off right away if you don't think I'm going to say chiropractic care for managing back pain. But what happens is it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You're already in pain, or you have pain, or maybe you're stressed, and now you got back pain. Maybe you have the other way around. So what happens is typically you start to fall into what I call the pizza beer cycle. And the pizza beer cycle is one where all of a sudden you are not exercising. You are eating like crap. What else would you be doing? You're not exercising. And what happens is it's a downward spiral. So then you're going to have more pizza, more beer. You're going to feel good in the moment when you get all those carbohydrates into you. And then you kind of it's self-medicating. But here's the idea is, one makes the other worse. And if you take out some of the back pain, you're not going to stop someone's stress. But if you can minimize their pain, it makes it easier for them to deal with stress. It makes them easier to do more of your advice, be more mindful, get rid of that emotional stress. Because emotional stress triggers sympathetic overload. Sympathetic overload is where your body produces more adrenaline, and adrenaline is that fight or flight mechanism. And as a result of it, when you have adrenaline, is a good thing, but you in limited doses, it's very good. In large doses, it's not. And that's where a kind of logic comes in that too much stress. And say you're going through a divorce, God forbid. Say you're out of work, more stress. You have a constant titration from the adrenal glands, which sit right above the kidneys, about the size of walnuts. And what happens is it forces blood flow to your extremities. So you're going to be, it's almost like your shoulders go up and your back gets tight. I'm really not embellishing on that point, but that's the idea is when you're under stress, your body's got the fight or flight mechanism, which is a sympathetic, same thing as sympathetic. That needs to be mitigated and brought down. So if you take someone's back pain out of the equation, maybe they could go for a walk. Maybe they can go get some exercise. Maybe they could not sit on the couch and eat pizza and drink beer. So stress level can be minimized tremendously by the chiropractic adjustment. Not that it can't be mitigated as well from massage. I'd be full of it if I told you otherwise. If you're having back pain, you get a massage. You'll have to forgive me. This is the first nice day of the summer. It's about 75 degrees. We've had excruciating temperatures. And I've got my window open, so I have the AC on, and I'm recording this. So hopefully, you don't mind a little distraction in the background. I will talk a little louder. But there are ways, when you can exercise, you're going to have much less stress, okay? You're going to get better blood flow. Because blood flow will be reduced when your muscles are too tight. So if you're able to exercise, you're able to get more blood flow. Basically, you're going to feel better. And then afterwards, you get to the relaxation stage, you know, when you're done exercise. So chronic stress is probably best managed by exercise. Diet's another big thing, you know, limiting your alcohol intake. But typically, when you have a bad back for a low period of time, you fall into that trap. You fall into areas where you really don't want to, you don't want to, you don't feel like exercising. Listen, if you're hurting, you're not going to exercise. You know, so when you experience stress, you know, muscles are going to be respond by being tight in preparation for the fight or flight. And then prolonged tension leads to chronic stress situation. And this is like that chronic stiffness and tightness in the back and the neck. Poor posture is another thing. It's like a more of a physical stress than the mental stress. I think this, we're touching on stress. Let's go there. You have chronic stress, you're going to tend to slouch. You ever see somebody who's really feeling good that is sitting up straight? They got their shoulders back, the head's moving nice and freely. There's less pressure on the discs in the back. Poor posture can lead to chronic back pain. And typically, there are certain posts. When someone's like down and depressed, you see they're going to hunch over. So that's another consideration here. Reduced blood flow. Stress triggers the release of stress hormone adrenaline, which then fires off cortisol. Cortisol is that damaging hormone. And that can constrict the blood vessels and reduce blood flow to the, not so much the extremities. And that's why it's worse for your back and your neck when you're under stress. Chronic stress also can make people feel pain at a higher level. You know, someone can hurt like a little bit. People under a lot of stress become more sensitive to pain, making their back feel more severe than it really is. So it's something to be considered. I mean, you know, if someone comes in, oh, it's killing me, doc. It's fine killing me, you know, that type of thing. So when you're under stress, like I said earlier, you're not going to be as active physically. It's just the way it is. So that's it tends to lead towards sleep disruptions. If you can't get a good night's sleep, you're not going to be able to really, you're not going to be able to let the body heal. And the body repairs itself and recovers when you sleep. And when you have the chronic stress, that happens. So, I mean, yes, this is a plug for chiropractic care. Chiropractic care, you got back pain. Probably one of the best things to do. But like I said earlier, massage gets you decrease the stress level. Hey, go for it. There's nothing wrong with this. It's definitely something that could help you. And I think for the most part, you don't have to. If there's anything, I would say exercise. Of course, chiropractic care, but it's probably not the second thing. Massage ain't going to be bad. But on a physiological level, the impact of stress cannot be understated. It's shown to increase muscle tension and promote negative thinking patterns, which can contribute to development or the worsening of back pain. And it's important to recognize this, especially when I see patients, because sometimes I'm not going to be able to help you. I got to send you to a psychologist. Usually psychiatrists, listen, when you need a psychiatrist, you need a psychiatrist, but talk, you know. So when you want to manage chronic stress-related back pain, adapt effective strategies. First of all, exercise. Eat right. Am I saying anything that doesn't make sense? And then, like I said, massage is a relaxation technique, maybe meditation, exercise being the primary one to get rid of your stress level. I know it works fine for me. And then think about it. If you have chronic back pain, okay, let's separate chronic back pain from chronic stress and back pain. You got to find a good chiropractor. And sometimes we're hard to find, but they're out there. I guess that's being a little self-aggrandizing by saying, you know, we are hard to find. But anyhow, there are good chiropractors out there, and you got to find one that works for you and explains what's going on in your situation. Well, listen, I'm Dr. Brian McKay. It's Sunday morning, and I am done with work, and I am done with my paperwork this morning. I just figured I'd do a quick blog article. All right, I want to thank you for listening. If you have any questions, Core Health Darien. We serve Darien, Norwalk, Stamford, New Canaan. And you can reach us at 203-656-3636. 203-656-3636. Don't let your stress get the best of you. And more importantly, don't let your back pain get the best of you. All right, listen, have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye.